Harper Audio presents Dog Years, a memoir written and read by Mark Doty. Copyright 2007 by Mark Doty. Production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. No dog has ever said a word, but that doesn't mean they live outside the world of speech. They listen acutely. They wait to hear a term. Biscuit. Walk. And an inflection they know. What a stream of incomprehensible signs passes over them as they wait patiently for one of a few familiar words. Because they do not speak, except in the most limited fashion, we are always trying to figure them out. The expression is telling. To figure out is to make figures of speech, to invent metaphors to help us understand the world. To choose to live with a dog is to agree to participate in a long process of interpretation, a mutual agreement, though the human being holds most of the cards. What the interpreter must do is tell stories, sometimes to the dog in question. Who hasn't heard a dog walker chattering away to her pet as if she were serving as a kind of linguistic mirror? You are scared of that police horse. Lola loves that ball. Some people speak for their dogs in the first person, as though the dog were ventriloquizing his owner. There's inevitably something embarrassing about this. A kind of silly intimacy that might seem sweet at home becomes a source of eye-rolling discomfort to strangers. But most stories about dogs are narrated to other people, as we go on articulating the tales of our animals' lives, in order to bring their otherwise incomprehensible experience into the more orderly world of speech. Taking pictures.